I guess there's something I left out about the me almost getting us into a fight at the Christmas party.
What?
And that was after I told her, you know, hey, would you mind moving over there? She flipped out. You know, she was like, that's messed up. Except think a different word for messed there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she let some profanity out there, and then she started walking away, you know, and I go, have another drink.
Yeah, that probably didn't help the situation.
Yeah. Not so much. So I don't know what it was with the exact... What she could have said to him to make me look that evil that I would deserve to...
Can you... You said you've never been in a fight before. Have you been close to a lot of fights?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
No, but I'll get mouthy if someone tries to be obnoxious. You know?
Uh-huh.
Gotta defend the honor of the Christmas party, man. Because if they were eating our food and drinking our booze, and driving up our tab so that they go, oh, we can't ever do this again. I'm pretty sure we did fine driving up the tab ourselves.
Right.
So... Don't need any freeloaders on there, on that thing. We'll have no Christmas party next year. Oh, no! So, I still don't know how she could have portrayed the conversation I had with her in such a way that her boyfriend would want to come just destroy me. He asked me to follow him out into the alley and everything, and I was like, hey, I just asked you if you guys would mind moving into the other room. Nobody asked you to leave the bar. And they were being all smoky, you know what I mean? Sitting in the middle of the Christmas party being smoky when you're not, you don't even have a right to be smoky there. You know what I mean? We really needed those seats, too. We were crowded back there.
Yeah, there was.
It was a reasonable request.
No room for anybody.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. So, her boyfriend or husband or whatever, I don't know. It's one of those things where you're like, I don't know, you guys are getting plowed, or you are plowed, and it's 6:30 at night. Are you married? Or. You know, it's an interesting thing. It's just so early to be that far gone. I don't know, do you defend your girlfriend at any cost, no matter what the little argument is that she got into with some scrawny little guy from a radio station? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You have any thoughts?
Yeah, I do. I think if something would have happened to you, I would have had to kick his ass.
Yeah, that was another thing where you feel a lot more comfortable when you have your Christmas party full of 50 people and there's, you know, the couple.
I would have asked them to leave, too. I mean, to be honest with you, though, I mean, yeah, it's kind of, to me, it would be an obligation to defend my girlfriend. I mean, you know, but it would have been mainly, man, I'm going to go up here, I'm going to talk some smack to this guy. I hope to God he doesn't, you know, jump back up in my face, you know.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
A lot of people will see me, you know, and they're like, oh, I could kick that guy's ass. But here's the thing. I'm dirty as hell, so go ahead and bring it, and we'll see. We'll see,
yeah,
if
whatever anything. Chair's available, you know.
There you go.
So, but yeah, I would have done the same thing, though. I would have asked him to leave too.
But then on the other side of it, if you were the guy's girlfriend or girl's boyfriend, you'd have to just have to stand up, no matter how idiotically drunk she was.
Absolutely.
that's the way the world goes.
Because, huh? You know, that's just because I'm a kiss ass, though.
So. There you go.